Hey y'all, it's Ray, the host of the Next Era podcast, where we chit and chat about what's going on in life while I drop personal gems from experience. So let's get into it. First, I'm going to bring y'all up to date, give y'all the newest, latest, greatest, hottest tea. Okay, so if you follow me on social media, you're somewhat up to date. In December of last year, 2023, I quit my job at the Shade Room. And if y'all on here listening, hey y'all. But anyways, I was so tired. I can't even say was. I'ma say am. I'm 3 months in and I still have not recovered from burnout. Okay? My brain could not even fully process thoughts. And creatives, I know you will understand what I'm about to say. I feel like creativity should flow freely. And when it's forced, it causes stress and anxiety. And unfortunately, when you're a working person, you are held to the demands of your employer. I literally felt like an AI machine. I could give you a marketing campaign, placements, influencers, taglines, pricing, partnerships at the drop of a dime. And while that makes me highly sought after in the industry, and I've been able to land the gigs that I have because of it, I needed the space to say, I'm tired. And I am so happy that my thoughts are fully starting to flow and become my own, because I haven't had that since I stepped into the marketing space. I've been going since graduating undergrad, moving to New York, earning a master's degree at NYU, moving on to working at Roc Nation. Honestly, talking about it is making me tired. But society will normalize this, and you can't exit the rat race unless you make a conscious effort to do so, and I did. Exiting the rat race doesn't have to mean quitting your job, but instead changing your mindset to understand that you have enough and that you're always going to be okay. My goal was to exit the rat race and enter the soft life. The TikTok grads, they always talk about living this soft life, but no one speaks about the mental shift that is required to hand over control and increase your faith in whoever you believe in, and to know that you're always going to be okay, and that the way things pan out are the way that they were intended to. At one point, I was working 3 jobs at once. I never needed that much income to support myself. Well, I didn't need that much income with that amount of stress. You would have thought I was trying to support a family of 8. But then I realized I was struggling with poverty PTSD. But I didn't grow up in poverty, so I'm going to change that word to struggle PTSD. But the definition still applies. So I'm going to tell y'all the ChatGPT definition. That's a tongue twister for me. But notice I said ChatGPT because I be on that thing. I be using it. Shout out to them. See, I got to make room for my sponsors. Manifestation. Look at me. My marketing hat literally never comes off. That's crazy. So here's the definition. Struggle PTSD refers to the psychological effects and trauma experienced by individuals who have grown up struggling. It's not an official clinical diagnosis, but rather a term used to describe the long-lasting impact of lack on mental health and well-being. This can expose individuals to chronic stress and fear of instability, which can lead to various psychological issues. These effects can persist even after a person has escaped. As the experiences and mindset developed during these periods of financial hardship may continue to influence their thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. That last line. As experiences and mindset developed during periods of financial hardship may continue to influence their thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Let me just make one thing clear. We were not poor and we did not live in poverty. But growing up in a single parent home, my mom always made things happen by the skin of her teeth. Every time she made it happen, don't know how she did, but she put it together and she made it happen. But that anxiety spilled over into my adulthood. And that's why I always went so hard creating so many streams of income to make sure that I didn't have, to make sure that I never not had, if that makes sense. But y'all, burnout is real. I felt like literally an AI machine, like a machine that needed oil change. So now I'm just choosing to believe I'm okay and always will be okay. And to me, being able to tap into that mindset is how you set yourself up for the soft life. You have to trust that what's going on and what's going to happen is what's supposed to happen. But that's why I admire entrepreneurs. Y'all ever know them people who has never had like a real job by society standards? It's always so interesting to me. I was chitting and chatting with my makeup artist for the cover of this podcast, He Beat My Face. And he was telling me that before COVID, he used to be an artist. Like, he used to paint portraits. Then during COVID, that's when he learned makeup and he made the switch. And that is so cool to me. People who just do different things, like they just go for it. They're not worried about like their 401k or insurance or nothing like that. And I'm not gonna lie, I do be worried about that. I do be worried about my 401k and stuff and what's gonna happen when I get old, because I'm not trying to be a Publix ringing the bell. And no shade, people gotta do what they gotta do. But I be worried about stuff like that. But for people to just do what they wanna do and put worry aside, that is so amazing. I want to be like them. If you're feeling like all you've ever known was grind mode, it's really not sustainable and it will run you ragged. What do they say? Look up and smell the flowers. Let's peel back the layers. Are you in grind mode because of fear or lack? Are you enjoying life? Have you thought about what all you want to fit into your lifespan? If not, I encourage you to. And that's partly why I started this podcast. I was ready to do something new. And I was ready for my next era. Period.
Anyways, that's it for today, y'all. Make sure y'all check out the show notes, screenshot, screen record, anything you gotta do to tell a friend about the next era podcast. Oh, and tap the subscribe button, and I'm done asking y'all for stuff. So see y'all next time. Chat soon. Ciao.